Hebrews chapter 11. And verse number 3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Look at what he says here. So that things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Have we got that? When you frame out a house, that's not the house, it's the framework. And the world as we see it was framed by the word. You understand? Now, being in the image and likeness of God, now we have to hold fast to that. There's an innate ability in mankind. Dogs don't have it. Chimpanzees don't have it. Fish, birds, they don't have it. Man has it. An innate ability, likeness, the functionality is like God. Amen. So, when we talk about water, and you see ice here and water here, here's a solid, here's a liquid, same thing in two different forms. But there's another form, the hydrogen and the oxygen that has not yet formed into water. It's here too. Clouds carry it. When it forms and they come together, they become water, rain. But the substance is already here. We don't see it. This and this were made of things we don't see. Are you following me? Come on, we're making it real simple. This is one form. This is another form. But there's another form that we don't see, that both of these are made from. Hebrews 11:3 said, so that things which are seen, ice and water, were not made of things which do appear, hydrogen and oxygen. We don't see that. But these are a result of that taking on form, all right? Now, before the hydrogen and the oxygen combined into water, you can't see it. Yet the substance for water is here. All right. The hydrogen and the oxygen, the substance is here. This is a result of it, and this is a result of it. But the supply is infinite. Don't let anybody ever tell you that the resources of the planet are drying up. Don't let them tell you that there's not if there are shortages, they're man-made shortages. Man has an agenda. There is no shortage in God of anything. Amen. I said there is no shortage in God of anything. Even his mercy. The psalmist said, his mercy endureth forever. Look at that. Now, in the beginning, in Genesis 1, the book of beginnings, the book of genes, Genesis, where everything started, before God spoke the words, let there be light, listen, the substance for light was already there. It's already there. God spoke into that substance and said, light be. And light came about. Now, understand something about light. I'm not a scientist, but I do understand some things by the grace of God about the quantum level. One thing about light, that light is the only resource or source in the planet that is not relative. There's no equal to it. There's no opposition to it. Light. The only thing, everything else has this equal and opposite, is relative, not light. Now, God spoke, but he spoke into the substance. Now, everything being made up of the same thing, if you could look under the microscope at the chair you are sitting in, you would see that the molecules and the atoms are not standing still. They're moving at a certain frequency. Everything. You, even though when you try to stand as still as you can, you're still moving. Everything in your body, every molecule, every atom, every quark, every superstring in you is still moving. On that subatomic level, everything is moving. There are vibrations. Now, what happened? Listen, God spoke into the substance. And the vibration from God's words and the faith, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word that God spoke. When God spoke, his words that are not seen went into the unseen and created what he desired. Tell somebody, there's a part of you that's like God. We are not gods, but we are in his image and after his likeness. Now, when the vibration of his word went out, it caused a manifestation. Light came. Now, I want you to understand that that light was not the sun, it wasn't the moon, and it wasn't the stars. When you read in your Bible, you'll find that when God spoke that, it wasn't until the fourth day that the sun appeared, the stars appeared, the moon appeared. God spoke that on the first day. In other words, when God said light, he was speaking frequencies, energies, electricity. How many know when you harness electricity, that's what these are. It's electricity's been harnessed. And that energy produces something among us. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Before the light bulb, everything was candles. But when he produced the light bulb and they harnessed electricity, boom, now you have light. Technology. It's not from man, it's from God. God gives man this understanding, all right? So the vibrations of his words cause the substance to manifest and to appear. Let's take it a step further. Our words. And this is very important, especially in the time in which we live, because we live in a time where darkness is going to prevail. Darkness will prevail, but if we walk with him, grace will reign. Darkness is going to prevail in the earth, and that's what we're preparing for. So that we're not sucked into the vacuum of fear and lack and despair. But we are of those that walk in his grace. You see, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But in order to walk, there are things that are required of us to stay in grace. Now, words are energy. Let me use the voices of singers. You ever heard a acapella group that had the bass, boom, they had the bass, and they sound like music, but then they go up the scale, and then they had the one, the high soprano, huh? All different levels or frequencies. Let me say this, and so you have this. The highest frequency of anything that there is the Word of God. The highest frequency, the sound from heaven. Now, it's important to understand that, because if a opera singer, and I'll show you, you'll see this. If I were an opera singer, now we're in a studio, and they signaled me to hit a certain note. When I hit that certain note, the vibrations would be so strong that it could shatter a glass. You've seen that happen before. How is it somebody's voice, words that you cannot see, can shatter something or affect something you see? Come on, think about it a moment. Somebody's voice, not just that loud, but hitting a certain frequency that is fast moving. The molecules in her voice are moving faster than the molecules holding this together, and this starts to shake and shatter. All right? I think we're understanding. Energy affects matter. A good example, well, I used a good example already, the electricity. The harnessed electricity is causing these lights to light up. If you were to turn off the electricity, the lights would go out. In other words, it's lighting up this room. You wash clothes. You plug in the washer. The energy that goes into that washer moves that tumble around, starts washing those clothes. That energy gets those clothes clean. The microwave. You put something in the microwave to heat it up. You turn it on number 3 for 3 minutes, and it can be something that's icy or cold. If it says heated for 3 minutes, after 3 minutes, it's hot or warmed, ready to eat. All right? So that energy affects matter. Come on, you don't have to be a scientist to understand this. The energy from or in your words will affect matter. It will affect people. It will affect your body. It'll affect your children. It'll affect your wife, your husband. Proverbs says this in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer. In other words, words coming out of your mouth, a soft answer turns away wrath. But it says grievous words, angry, hateful words stir up anger. It affects matter.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.